everybody. Welcome to the Stock Car Spectacle. I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
And we just got done with the Vegas weekend. We had the Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series all there. But before we dig into all that, let's go into our diecast of the week.
All right, well, since I had to miss the show that these guys filmed the other day, I had the perfect diecast all lined up for Vegas. But for this week, I'm going to bring it out again because Hemric's back in the car. I brought out the 21 South Point Chevy, just a good looking race car. South Point has come back on with Daniel for his campaign this year in the 8 car. And it's autographed too. I got it autographed, so really glad that South Point's come back on. I do not know if they're on the car again this weekend at Fontana, but we'll see. But overall, it's a good looking race car.
Oh yeah, yep, without a doubt. All right, what you got, Mike?
So for my diecast of the week, I went with Bubba Wallace's Plan B Sale sponsored car from Auto Club last year. For those of you who have been watching our show, I brought this out last year. This car's got a little extra significance. I actually paid to help sponsor Bubba on this car, and I had my girlfriend's name put on the car. It's right here on the rear deck lid. We'll hopefully zoom in and show you some photos of that as well. So, yeah, pretty cool car. Bubba had a terrible day that day and tore this thing to bits and pieces. But anytime, you know, you're able to put somebody's name on the car, especially you guys know my girlfriend's a huge Bubba fan. So, got the die cast, got it signed by Bubba. Pretty cool one, pretty special one for me for a lot of personal reasons.
Oh, yeah. I love the Plan B Sales diecast. Yeah. Those are so cool looking.
Just even without all that, it's just a cool looking car on its own, too.
Oh, yeah. The colors are great on there.
Yeah.
All right, so for my diecast of the week, I brought in Kurt Busch's 2011 Penske Dodge Charger, the 22. I felt like I had to bring out the 22 for Joey Logano winning yesterday. I don't have any more. I already brought in my one Vegas diecast, the Kevin Harvick one. So to kind of keep up with the theme of it, I guess, I went with the 22 Pennzoil car to kind of, you know, yeah, represent the race from this weekend. And I love the Dodge Chargers. I wish Dodge would come back, man. Those cars are so sweet.
Yeah, there was a little while there where Dodges were the best looking cars on the track week in and week out.
Oh, yeah. All right, so now that we're done with that, let's go into the Truck Series. We already talked about it a little bit on Saturday, but just want to dig into it a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just dig in a little deeper, you know. Right off the cuff, filming Saturday morning, like we said, the race was the Kyle Busch show. One stage one, one stage two, one stage three wins the race. Seventh consecutive Truck Series win. Johnny Sauter for the highest finishing truck regular. He also started the race on the pole, so that's a good look for him. All of the Thor Sport car trucks, I should say, look fast. So, yeah, going into this week, even though the trucks are going to be off, Austin Hill is still going to be the points leader with Johnny Sauter in second and Ben Rhodes third in the points, only 9 behind. So Ben's looking good. Had a really strong race on his birthday this past weekend. So, yeah. Guys, one other thing we saw this week after Kyle Busch winning once again, Twitter was a little bit up in an uproar.
Always.
So, it led to a little interesting situation. Kevin Harvick, of all people, defended Kyle Busch and even threw a little bounty on his head, basically saying, any of the regulars come down and beat Kyle Busch in his races, he's got $50,000 on the line for him. Yeah, and then Gander Outdoors owner Marcus Lemonis came on, and he offered up another. He matched it. So and I think it somehow got bumped up again, right? Because I think it's up to 100. Yeah, it's like $250,000.
Yeah, so, like the top 5 finishers in that race or something like that. I think that's what I was reading.
Right.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I can't wait to see who can beat him out.
Right. And as we saw in the press conference before the race on Sunday this weekend, Kyle Busch was none too happy about it.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
My lightning round question for the trucks to you guys, if somebody is to beat Kyle Busch and get this bounty, who is it going to be and why?
Okay, you start off.
All right, well, I think of one guy and one guy only, and I think of Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson, I think if he can go back down into the Truck Series on a one-off deal, I really think he can get up and do it. Now, it really, when you think about it, depending on what racetrack it is, because different drivers excel at different racetracks, I think, like, Bubba Wallace was the last regular who's now in the Cup Series who beat Kyle Busch in a race at Michigan a couple years ago in the Truck Series.
That's right.
So it really just depends on the driver and the track, but I think Kyle Larson's got the best opportunity to do it because he's going up against Kyle before in the lower series. Those guys always put on good shows, so I'd expect nothing less if Kyle Larson gets that opportunity. It'll be a good show.
All right. Okay. I got to go with Denny Hamlin. I think he's going to be the guy to do it. He was all geeked up on Twitter the other day talking about how he wants to go race at Richmond, go face off against Kyle Busch. So
yeah.
I think Denny's the guy, and he can pull in sponsorships to get money to run for that truck.
And he seems to want to do it too, which is cool.
Exactly. So, yeah. I haven't heard any other drivers raise their hand.
Right.
I feel like Denny, he's probably the guy that can beat out Kyle.
Yeah, I think that's a really strong pick. I would personally love to see Bubba Wallace come back down.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I don't know if it would happen, but I think that would be really great for him, too, to come down and really get a... He's been going so far this year, but, man, you come down, you beat Kyle Busch. That would be pretty special.
Oh, yeah.
250K in your pocket now? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Richard Petty Motorsports wouldn't be too happy or wouldn't be too mad about that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
All right, so let's dig into the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, this was a tough one for me to watch, for sure. First off, qualifying got rained out, so Myatt Snyder started on the pole in this race. And then, obviously, I root for Daniel Hemric, so I was hoping for a good day out of him. Didn't happen. With 5 laps to go before the competition caution on lap 20, Daniel spun his car out and pretty much just tore it up and wrecked it. I don't know if a tire went down. I think that's what would happen, but he just wasn't able to save it off the wall from getting in the wall. Unfortunately, because Daniel drove his way up to fourth, he started 10th in the race. Really disappointing right there. So moving on, Chase Briscoe goes on to win stage one, but then the rain game comes on again, and the race wound up getting suspended on lap 50. Continued Sunday night after the Cup race, and then once we got back going, Justin Allgaier looked strong when that race resumed. He went on to win stage two, and then a little bit of controversy happened between the 9 and the 21. I don't know what happened exactly what took place, but Noah Gregson, it looked like he just intentionally took out Myatt Snyder.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did it. Some people are saying it's because Myatt blocked him on the backstretch or something.
That's
so he
what
just
I
got
was,
retaliation.
I read that Myatt was kind of slowing Noah down. Noah had the faster car. This was kind of like, hey, get out of my way, bud.
But the thing is that Noah's post-race interview, he said nothing of that.
Oh, no. Noah said he was just, oh, the car got loose on me. We're going 190 miles per
literally,
hour.
Literally, you can literally see he turned.
Well, the only reason he said that is so he wouldn't get docked any
points. Yeah, right. But smart on his part.
What are you really supposed to say? Right. He said a whole lot of nothing without saying anything, which I guess... If you're going to, you know, get yourself in a situation like that, that's probably the best thing you can do is not implicate yourself any further.
Yeah,
so.
Right. He took it the best way that he could, but he left, Myatt Snyder left Noah hanging on that fist bump, so things aren't good with them boys.
Yeah. Oh, Austin Dillon wasn't too happy with that one up in the booth either. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of the pot calling the pedal, kettle black, if you ask me, when it comes to Austin Dillon.
So, and then moving on, so Chase Briscoe had a great night at the track.
Oh, yeah.
He's able to beat out Austin Cindric for the win in the Boyd Gaming 300. So points after Vegas, we got Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson, Harrison Burton, Michael Annette, and Brandon Jones are top five right now. Really early, so we'll see what happens there. But my lightning round question for you guys is the Xfinity and even the truck races were some of the least entertaining races that I've watched in a good while. So while Cup Series is up there putting on great shows, what more is it going to take for NASCAR to change this rule package for the Xfinity Series? You're seeing low attendance, low ratings. I mean, this was pretty much a free race for anybody who watched the Cup race to watch the Xfinity race after the Cup race.
But they all left.
They all left. So what more is it going to take? These mile-and-a-half cookie-cutter tracks, they're just not good. This package is just not good.
Well, I'm thinking, take notes from the Cup Series. I mean, look at what this Aero package is doing and how it's helping with the races on mile-and-a-half tracks. I think that's what they have to do. Just, you know, take a page from the Cup Series and do what they're doing because, you know, now we're having kind of follow-the-leader crap that we used to have years ago in the Cup Series, in the Xfinity Series now.
It's just not even that. You're just not seeing any battles anywhere on the racetrack.
No, there's no side-by-side racing anymore.
File, so,
okay. So we need to pump the brakes here a little bit. We're getting a little crazy. Okay, so first off, we talked about the trucks. So I'm gonna touch on that, and I'm gonna kind of go on to that first. First and foremost, the trucks are the most entertaining racing series week in and week out. They base the Cup package off of what's going on with the Cup Series, off of the truck series.
I mean, that race
say.
Wasn't that.
Okay, but again, we had Kyle Busch come down and dominate.
Yeah.
You take Kyle Busch out of the equation, that's a whole different story.
Johnny Sauter still wins by 4 seconds, though. So.
Either way, I'm not going to take one race for them and decide we need to change a whole package because they have 30 races a year and 27 of them are awesome. I'm really not ready to jump ship on that. And again, going into what's gone on in that series. It's one of the most entertaining series week in and week out, the trucks are. Ask most NASCAR fans, I think they'll agree.
Yeah.
So I don't want to really get ahead of ourselves because they had one race that was kind of a stinker because Kyle Busch came down and did Kyle Busch things.
I mean, all of them. When yes. you know, a Cup Series driver comes in, it's kind of a
yeah.
lulled race.
And especially, too, with Kyle Busch having his polarizing fan experience. Some love him, some hate him.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get. So I'm not I think the trucks are fine. Leave it. One bad race. Any other sport in the world, not every game is entertaining.
Right.
We don't have to. They don't change rules every time there's a bad game. I don't think NASCAR needs to get into that.
Yeah.
The trucks are fine. Leave them alone. Kyle Busch has dominated, is what it is. Now we're going to go into the Xfinity package. So I think what hurt this specific race more than anything was the rainout. So yeah. they're thinking this race is going to be run on a Saturday afternoon in the Las Vegas humidity and the Las Vegas heat.
Yeah.
So what happens? They get rained out, and they're running a cool Sunday night race. These cars were not set up to run under these conditions. I think it was super obvious with how Justin Allgaier raced. He yeah. started off in stage one yesterday or Saturday, and then the beginning parts of stage two on Sunday looking like he was in a piss rocket.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, the sun goes down, and his car went down with it. I think last year we saw a lot of really good racing with the big three in this package. I'm not ready to write it off yet. Again, I just think it was a really weird circumstance with everything for the weekend.
Right.
So my short answer is let's leave it alone. Let's wait and see. Don't change anything on the trucks.
Okay. All right. So now let's dig into the Cup Series race, the Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Qualifying was also rained out. We had Kyle Busch starting on the pole. But him and several other Toyotas had to drop to the rear because they failed inspection.
Them Yoders cheating, man.
Yeah, not looking good for them. So things have not gone well for Suarez. You guys could see right at the beginning of the race. It looked like he just kind of lost power there. And he had to get pushed around by the tow truck. And then eventually he gained power in what? He was like three laps down when the race started or something? Yeah, it was not good for him. Not a good start of the season for Daniel Suarez at all. And then that caused, you know, that brought out the caution right away. And then Chase Elliott, class of the field, wins stage one, wins stage two. And nobody could catch him. He had probably the fastest car all day. Lap 222, Chase Elliott blew a tire, though, and took him out of contention. And then Blaney, he had the fastest car after that, man. That's for sure. And then on 263, Ross Chastain spins out coming out of turn two, setting up for an overtime finish in Las Vegas. And then we had some gambling in Las Vegas, too. Some pit, some didn't. Ryan Blaney, Kevin Harvick, those guys chose
Alex
a pit.
Alex Bowman chose. Alex Bowman was coming on there strong at the end, too.
Yep.
And Joey then Joey was going to pit, but missed the radio communication, yeah. So that throws everything
so
off.
So Joey stayed out, worked out for him.
Yeah.
And,
one real quick thing I want to touch on before we get into the points here. Gone back and watched about 15 times, and, you know, at the time, me being a Ryan Blaney fan, I was super, you know, emotional into the race, so obviously yeah. I was mad about it. But looking back now to trying to look at it with a clear head, I really don't understand what that caution even came out for the six. So if you go back and watch it, he spins,
yeah,
saves it, doesn't lose power in the car, and gets down onto the apron where he's safe, not in harm's way, not in any potential to harm any other car.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why they did it. It's just NASCAR being like, oh my God, four laps to go. Let's throw this caution and get an entertaining finish out of it. It was going to be an entertaining finish anyway, because I really think Alex Bowman was going to get there, and him and Ryan Blaney were going to duke it out those last.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Would have been a great finish.
It would have been an even better finish, and I think that what we saw, so... That's just NASCAR being NASCAR, in my opinion, being like, oh, well, we got to give the fans a restart with two to go or something like that. So that sucked, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a really weird caution to come out. And that was my kind of analysis after watching, too, is I'm just refereeing it. And in this case, I agree with you wholeheartedly. They really didn't need to.
Oh, no. All right, so looking at points after this race, we have Ryan Blaney in the first spot with 85 points. Then Joey Logano's in second, Kevin Harvick in third, Kyle Larson in fourth, and Ricky Stenhouse in fifth. That leaves your top five for the point standings. And then Bubba Wallace with a 12th place in the points right now. That's great. He's having a great start to the season so far.
Yeah, Bubba coming out with a 15th, I think it was, at Daytona.
Yeah.
And then rocking a 6th here, finishing the top 10 in the Coke Energy car.
Exactly.
Great looking car, great finish. You know, obviously Ryan Blaney was the guy that... really got hurt by everything at the end. But yeah. The fortune favorite, the 43, really had a great finish. Had a run around in like the low 20s all day. So that's great for the 43 team. Really good momentum. That's exactly kind of what they need right now.
Exactly. All right, so for my lightning round question, we've seen him come so close the past two races. When's the 12 going to get a win this year? Because it looks like he could have won both races these past 2 weeks.
All right, since that's my boy, I'll go first. The answer to that is soon. I think, so going back, obviously, yesterday with the call not working out and being emotional, I was a little upset with Todd Gordon.
Yeah.
But let's put that aside and let's actually put our brains on and think for a second. Todd Gordon has been awesome so far.
Yeah.
The 12 has looked fast on both tracks so far. Again, he's been great at the bigger tracks like the Michigan and our Fontanas lately too.
Yep.
I think the answer is very soon. I think he's going to get a win here, and we've all been calling a breakout season for Ryan Blaney, and I think the writing's on the wall that is coming. We know he knows how to win races. I think if he does stay out yesterday, he had a very good chance of actually winning that race yesterday. So I think the answer is soon. I think it's sooner rather than later with the 12.
Okay.
Well, in my opinion, I think Ryan Blaney is the best Penske car right now because, yes, Joey Logano won that race yesterday, but like you said, had he stayed out, I think that he still could have won that race, and then he was great at Daytona, nearly won that one, showed great speed yesterday. You, in my mind, is the best Penske car right now. So he can really get it done week in, week out. Like every weekend going forward, I think the 12 has a chance to win, and I really think he's going to capitalize on that really soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, so I think that'll do it for our Las Vegas review. So for the Stock Car Spectacle, I'm Ian Jortson.
I'm Mike Gamble.
And I'm Nick Kinzel.
Guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Go ahead and follow Ashland Heddens Racing. We're going to be starting up the season very soon, here in about 2 months or so. So thanks for watching, guys.